or 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison. I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. A new column by Daniel Bice in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel details the Miller Park District having received two payments totaling $4.3 million from the Department of Revenue. The funds came from the stadium sales tax that had ended in March. The controversial sales tax came about in 1995 and was known as the Stick-It-To-Em tax that applied to Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, Waukesha, and Racine counties, helping to pay for Miller Park and its retractable roof by collecting more than $600 million. It is unclear if the recent money was collected after the deadline to end the tax or is just a surplus, but nobody seems to know what to do with the money, and in order to return it to taxpayers in some form, legislation would be required. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.